You're listening to the Marriage Matters Podcast, where we talk about real life matters that matter to you. So sit back and enjoy some laughs, encouragement, and advice on Christian marriage, dating, and more. Now here are your hosts, Christian and Lanisha Johnson.
Hey family, listen, we are excited about life, we're excited about your future, and excited about your marriage, but something that's been hitting my heart recently is just stressing the point that higher level marriage is really coming to that point in place of, it takes a mindset of a person who is willing to invest in marriage. And just a little caveat to throw there, this won't be a long podcast, but just want to encourage you to invest in your marriage. Us personally, you know, we have conference that is coming up. We have, you know, multiple things, Supercharged Saturdays and different things. And I'm not trying to just push, you know, the events that we have, whether it's our, you know, ministry or another ministry or organization that is near you. But just come to that mindset of, we talk about taking good marriages and making them awesome. I believe a healthy marriage or healthy mindset is one who doesn't wait till something's broken, but it comes to that place where it says, you know what, let's continue to improve what we have. Let's continue to speak life. Let's continue to, you know, go to that higher level. I think about, you know, exercising and just taking care of your physical man as well as your spiritual man, but also your marriage man, so to speak. And so we have to be willing to invest in time. And that also means monies, you know, pertaining to, you know, retreats and date nights and, you know, the physical health and spiritual health and mental health of our marriage. That's, you know, our sex, that's our, you know, our thought process, all those things. Like, invest in your marriage. I can't say it anymore. It's the most important thing in our personal opinion as a married person, because it's what you do 365 days a year, 24 hours a day. You are married as husband and wife, and you move forward and you do great things. A lot of times it's so easy to, you know, fall behind because you're together so much and you just kind of think that you're living life and doing it. But it's amazing how if you have a mindset that you always want to be a student and always learning, it's not about coming to somebody to tell them what to do in your marriage or how you need to do this and all that other stuff. It's really coming together, as the Bible talks about, a multitude of counselors bring success. And so it's getting a different perspective. If we knew it all, then we wouldn't need any more knowledge. But I haven't met one person who has already fully arrived. We can always learn something. So, you know, I think that we should walk in humility and just be encouraged and continue to stay around like-minded people that want to. I'm attracted to people who are not okay with being normal, so to speak. You know, not just having that, just we're doing okay. No, let's be awesome. Let's go higher in God. Go higher in our intimacy. Go higher in our education. Not just about, you know, our scholarly, you know, mindset of, you know, master's degrees and all that. And we love education. We're both in school. But be highly educated. Get your PhD in your marriage, you know, and move forward. So stay connected, you know, find something that's going to supercharge your marriage, take it to the next level, find something in a small group, you know, check our website out, www.higherlevelmarriage.com. See what we got going on. You know, share the podcast. If you're in the social media groups or a Facebook group that we have, you know, participate, you know, continue to find a saying, a word, a scripture, or something that's going to take your marriage to the next level. Every single day, speak life, pray for your marriage, you know, just do whatever it takes, because it's time out for us just to maintain. It's time for us to go to that higher level and be everything that God has called us to be. So invest in your marriage and continue to be great, baby.
Yeah, I was just thinking of a quote I heard before from Albert Einstein. And he says, once you stop learning, you start dying. Mm. And in one of my classes, the one book I was reading was talking about being a lifelong learner and how truly educated, successful people never stop learning. They always look for new opportunities to grow, to develop. They look at how things are changing around them and they find out how they can adjust to keep up with what's going on. And imagine if we would apply that same mindset to our marriage, which is really probably the only I guess you will maybe say assignment or relationship or whatever you want to call it, that you have for a lifetime, that you are committed to forever. Your job will end, even parenting, and, you know, in a certain context will end. You know, different positions you hold all have an end date. At some point, you will stop doing those things. But if you're in marriage for the right reasons and with the right mindset, you're in this thing for life. And in having that approach to it, then you constantly want to learn how to be better, how to do better. You constantly want to learn new things about your spouse, because your spouse will change. You will change. So as those changes occur, there's something new to be learned. So again, investing the time, as you said, baby, the money, because you got to spend money to date, you got to spend money to go on vacations and different things to have that quality time with one another, going to retreats and learning new tactics, learning new approaches. They're all awesome things that you can utilize to be a lifelong learner in your marriage. And again, that's just going to bring you to that next level and not being okay with just meeting the status quo. But higher level means you're looking for more. You realize there's more and you desire to have more.
That's great. That's great.
That's it. Well, again, we thank you for tuning in. We hope that you enjoy. We'd love to hear from you, you know, so send us a message. You can post on our social media sites and different things like that. But we'd love to hear your feedback, or if there's something you'd like to hear us talk about, you know, give us a shout out. But again, thanks for listening. You guys are awesome and we love you.
Peace.
You have been listening to Marriage Matters. Thank you for downloading our podcast. We'd love to hear from you, so don't forget to leave us a review and follow us on Instagram. For more information, visit us online. Thank you.